We are up to Simen Kuf Beis. We will do it. We will be doing it in its entirety. Sif Aleph. Osur leishay besoch dalar ames shel mispalel. It is osur to sit within four ames of someone who is davening Shmoneh Esrei, bein milfonov, bein min hatzdavim, whether it's in front of him or from the side. And the Rama adds uvein malachorov, and the same thing goes from behind him. So what do you do? Sorech laharchik dalar ames, whether it's milfonov, tzdavim, or achrov, you have to move away four ames. Now, first the Mishnah Berurah says that even smicha, leaning, is aser. You must actually stand, unless you're leaning in a way that even if one would take away what you're leaning on, you wouldn't fall over. You're holding on to it more or less, but you're not really leaning, it's not supporting you. Also, we measure these four amas as a radius of four amas. So that if you're outside the circle of four amas, the entire circle of four amas, that's all right. Now, the Chayadim brings down that if you have something permanent there that is four amas high, that is 10 amas high and 4, 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, that is enough of a hefsik where you're allowed to sit down. This is only referring to sitting. We will later see you're not allowed to walk in front of the person, even if he has a davar kavu in front of him. But you're allowed to sit. Now, this halacha applies whether he's in Shmoneh Esrei proper, or he's in the middle of the Tachanunim, he's in the middle of a Lokai Netzor, the same halacha would hold true. Says the Mechaber now, Vim Osek, if the person sitting is Osek B'dvarim Shehem Mitikune HaTfilos, if he is in something that is not Shmoneh Esrei proper, but some kind of part of davening, V'afil B'perek Ezel Mekomon, even in the Karbanis, Eino Tzorech Laharchik, he does not have to move away. It is not disrespectful. It doesn't look like he does not want to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, because we see that he's doing something else. Now, this is referring to referring to someone who wants to sit down now in order to say Ezel Makoma. The next opinion says V'yesh Matir Ba'osik B'Torah Afal Pi Sheino Mitkunei Atfilas. The next opinion says not only does this apply to anything that is related to davening, even a non-davening related thing, but if it is Torah, the halacha is that you don't have to, you're allowed to sit down for that too. V'yesh mishomer dani mili min atzad, avol kenegdo afilu kumalo eino avaser, afilu osek b'kriyishma. Some say that if you're directly in front of him, you're not allowed to be seated, even though you're saying kriyishma. Meaning this opinion holds that in front of him one has to be machmer regardless of what you're doing. Plus, in front of him, dalar ames is not enough. Even melo einav is aser. So that, according to this opinion, even if you're in the middle of saying shema, you're not allowed to be seated in front of somebody who is saying Shmoneh Esrei as far back as it is, as long as he can see you and he's behind you. Now, lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the reason why this shita is machmir is because it looks as though he is bowing down to you. So he wants to say that's only when you're seated. Then he says that it could be that you're being mavatlis kavana and you have no business standing in front of someone who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. So if someone's davening Shmoneh Esrei, you should really move away, if at all possible, because you may be disturbing him. Now, how do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas. The Pri Chadar says that even lefon of mamish is mutter. The other achronim say that you should be machmir. Says the Mishnah Berurah that what's pshat? If it's within four ames, the halacha is that one should be machmir. And no matter what you're doing, meaning even though you're learning, you should not be seated. Whereas with regard to standing, you could be makel, certainly outside is dalar ames, even lefonav, and possibly even toch dalar ames, because it's not near a kimishtach avalo, and we don't know if this is considered disturbing his kavana. So halacha lemaisa. The Ikar Adin is that if you're in the middle of davening, then you're allowed to sit down in front of him. Whereas with regard to learning, one should be machmir lechatchila, but that is only if it is within his four amis. outside his foram is kimelo einav, one does not have to be machmer, that is only a chumrah. And with regard to standing, you are allowed to stand in front of someone davening Shmoneh Esrei. It seems that the Mishabur is makel even if it's within four amas. Now we're not done. Says the Mechaber in Beis, Yeshmi Shomer Shemayosha Bitzara Mespal Cholosh Mutter. There are some who say that if you just don't have the strength to stand, you're allowed to sit down. Mishabur says that some are machmer if it's directly in front of him, so you should move to the side, and preferably you should even move outside of his four amas. Further, Gimel im hayoshiv yoshiv kfar va'omad zebitzido ein tzorach lakum. When was all of this true? When you are about to sit down. If you're already seated and someone starts davening behind you, you do not have to stand up. Sharei zeh ba bigvulo, says the Rama, mikol malkom midas chasidus hu lakum afilu b'chai gavna. The better thing is a midas chasidus to stand up anyway. Now, why is that? Because really, it's also for someone to daven Shmoneh Esrei if he is standing behind someone who is seated or within the dalet amos of someone who is seated. It was wrong for him to do that. By you standing up, you're taking away that mikshol that he daven Shmoneh Esrei in a way that was wrong. So that's why it's in midas chasidus. Siv dalet now. Aser lavor kenegan hamispalim. This halacha was sitting down or sitting down in front of someone who was davening. It is usher to pass when someone's davening, besog dalet amos. You're not allowed to pass in front of his dalet amos. V'dafka lefneim avol bitzideim mutter v'lavod v'lamod. This is only in front of him, but to the side is mutter. V'tzodim d'lefonov. There's a machlokis if you're off to the side, but he can see it. You're within the radius of a semicircle of dalet amos, so he can see you to the side. Mishnah Berurah brings two dais in that. But aside from that, he brings a Zohar that says that it's not only Mofanov, but Minat Stodin, it's also Aser. Now, Im Hishlim Tfilosof Sifhei, V'hoya Odom Misacher Mispalo Achrov, and there's someone else behind you, also Lefsoa Gimel Psius, someone's davening Shmoneh Esrei behind you, you're done, you cannot take your three steps back, Ad Sheyigmor Misha Achrov Est Tfilosof. You cannot take your three steps back so long as the person behind you is still davening. Because you're being over negan amispal. Even if the other one was above bigvulo, where you're allowed to, the halacha is you're allowed to remain seated. The halacha is if he started Shmoneh Esrei, even after you did, you're not allowed to walk in front of him or take the three steps back. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a daya that if all you're doing is entering his four amas but not going through there, you're just standing there, that you're allowed to be makel. So according to that opinion, there would not really be a problem of going into the person's arba amas by taking your three steps back if you're going to end up just staying there. It would only be a problem according to the machmirim. Now what's the reason that there's an isser of walking in front of someone davening? So the first reason brought down is because it's mevatel his kavana. The Chayyadam adds, because you are being mafsik between him and the Shechina. The Mishnah Berura brings down both timing, and would seem to be machmer for both of them, so that wherever either one of them would apply, the halach is that one has to be machmer. So for example, we previously saw the Chayyadam, that you're allowed to sit down in front of someone davening Shmoneh Esrei, if there is a permanent object there that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, because it's mafsik, well, it says the Mishnah Berurah, to be over b'fnei amispal, you'd have to be machmir, because we're machmir for the kavana, even though that already is a mechitza separating between himself and the Shechina. Nevertheless, unless the mechitza is so high that it's also covering his eyes, the halacha is that you're not allowed to walk within the four amis of his davening. So the only way that you could is say if a person has a pillar in front of him that is 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high, or pillar goes all the way up, and it's also blocking his vision, there you're allowed to walk in front of him if he doesn't see you from the sides, because we are machmir from the sides as well.